Welcome to Inner Bloom, a podcast about how to live a happier, healthier, more harmonious life as you learn how to work with the universe, reconnect with your intuition, and bloom from within. I'm Alexa, a writer, producer, and EFT practitioner with a passion for all things metaphysical. And with me is my friend and co-host, Ambi.
I'm Ambi, a physical therapy assistant, mom of three, and intuitive medium who has been communicating with the spirit world since the age of five. Some might call it woo-woo, but from our perspective, anything is possible, and we intend to normalize the abnormal by sharing our own life experiences as well as intuitive insights, channeled material, wisdom from special guests, and any other resources we believe will help our souls expand and thrive.
Hello, all you bloomers. Welcome back once again. We are back for another episode. I'm Alexa, and with me is the ultimate Ambi.
The ultimate Ambi. Woo! This is my present self.
Wait, did you say this is my present self?
Yes, I was going to say this is my future self. But wait, this is my present self.
Yeah, I saw on Facebook what you said that Bryn, your daughter, said to you. Can you share that? That was so cute.
Yeah, she's so cute. We're in the pool and she just looks at me and she's like, Mom, I love you. I love your future self and I love your past self. And I was like, oh my God, I love you. And then I'm like, she's so wise. And then I go, what does my future self look like? And she's like this, but old. And I was like, okay, wisdom is gone. Just my daughter.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, my future self looks like pure white light. So I don't know. I feel like she's looking at a different future self for you.
Your future self's also very deep and whimsical. So my future self, apparently, like, this is as good as it gets, everybody.
Just so. More wrinkles.
More wrinkles, yeah.
By the way, everyone's been saying, why don't you guys talk to Ambi's future self? And I was like, that's a really good idea. So I don't know if we can make that happen, but let's put that on the checklist because I think.
I like that idea. We didn't plan on talking to Alexa's future self, just so everybody knows. This wasn't like, well, today on the agenda, we're going to talk to Alexa's higher self or future self, but
well,
it would be interesting.
We're just calling it in, like, Ambi's future self, since you're obviously listening to this. Can you, like, put it on the agenda and, like, chime in whenever you feel appropriate? Maybe that's how we'll do it.
Yes. September's a good month for me. Just throwing that out there. No pressure.
Awesome. September, you're actually going to be here with me.
I know. I'm so excited.
Oh, my God. We're going to have to do, like, another Facebook Live since we're together or something.
I was literally thinking about that today.
You read, oh my God, mind. Stop reading my mind.
I can't help it. I can't help it.
Oh my gosh. You guys, by the way, I was just telling Ambi that I cut my hair today because I thought that it was a good idea, but it turns out it wasn't a good idea. And now I am going to Burning Man in a few days and I have to find an emergency hairdresser to fix this shit. So that's what's going on in my world. What's up with you, Ambi?
You know, not, I didn't cut my hair. I'm not that brave. I also didn't do my hair. So it really, no one would tell if it was cut or not right now. And I don't think anybody's going to tell, like, oh, wow, look at her haircut. I really don't. But
I we'll see. Should I post a picture? Maybe I should.
You should post a picture. We're okay. All peer pressuring you.
I'll put it on Instagram. My Instagram is Alexa Soothes. So go check it out. Shameless plug.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Give her a like.
Except that by this time. Yeah. Okay. No. Yeah. Just go do
it's
that.
It's okay. It'll be good. Either way. It'll be fixed by this time, but either way, it doesn't matter.
Yes,
it's, you could pull a Britney Spears not, and just shave your head.
Oh my God, I was just talking about Britney Spears and shaving her, like, literally 5 seconds before we got on this call. It's crazy. Yeah, I was thinking of that. I was like, but, you know, I think my higher self stepped into my mind for a minute before we started recording, and it was like, girl, you are not your hair. Stop worrying about your hair. That is not you. And I was like, but it was pretty. And I just cut it all off. And she was like, it's okay. It's okay. It's going to grow back. It's okay.
I it's like okay, how your higher self has like a little bit of sass. Yes. Like, girl, just calm down.
Oh, she totally has sass.
You're getting a little crazy. Yeah. Just chill out.
Man. Wow. This one's off to a good start. It's funny because today, Ambie and I decided, we're like, what should we talk about? Why don't we talk about anger? And so far, this episode
we're
has
laughing
been
the
funniest,
whole time.
The funniest and the funnest. So why did we decide to talk about anger today, Ambie?
Well, I don't know. I do know about you. I'm lying when I say that. But I know for me that I've just been like really triggered lately with things that like I can't control and with things that wouldn't necessarily, well, sometimes they trigger me, sometimes they don't. It's hit or miss, to be honest. But so let me give you an example. So my husband did an EFT session with Alexa. Not with Alexa.
Not with
I'm
me.
So sorry. Not with Alexa. Jeez, I'm just making shit up.
With he did Sal.
With Sal. And she is amazing.
Who designed our the cover of our podcast, by the way. She drew that. So that's who that
woman
is.
Of many talents.
Yes.
So he did this with her. And he tapped on anger, right? And I noticed like the first day he felt a lot more relaxed. And then the second day I noticed that, for example, like he was making coffee in the morning and he's like, do you want me to make you coffee? And I said, no, thank you. And he's like, why? And I was like, because you're going to make it wrong. And he looked at me and he's like, he laughed and he's like, I understand too. I have control issues too. And it makes me afraid as well. And when he said that, it was like, who is this person? But in such a good way, like, holy shit. So it really like made me look at myself. And then, sorry, he just sign language something to me. I don't know what he said. So then the other thing was like the whole day I felt super triggered by him. Like, I don't know why. There was literally nothing he was doing wrong. Nothing. But I noticed like he wouldn't play with me. Like, he wasn't getting mad with me. He was just kind of brushing it off and just kind of almost ignoring me, like, when I was angry. And I'm like, wow, I really have to look at myself and, like, see how angry I get about stupid, petty shit that doesn't matter. So when you have people in your life that kind of, that start to elevate and start to go down this path, it really makes you look at your own stuff because it's super easy to be like, well, that person doesn't count or that person makes me angry. But then when they are taken away, you have nobody else to look at but yourself. So it was such a gift to look at that and be able to see that. And then like we have a 3-year-old. So, you know, he does what he wants to do. They're on their own agenda, right? And 3-year-olds, you know, they always say like terrible twos, but terrible 3-year-olds are really, really the situation. Because they're starting to get their own independence and they want to be able to do things for themselves. And they really like don't care what you have to think about it. Or they really don't. My 3-year-old doesn't really care if it's going to hurt him or not either. So like he literally jumped from probably like 3 feet and body slammed me. And it was like, it made me so mad because I wasn't ready for it. So it genuinely hurt. Like, I'm pretty sure he has bruised one of my ribs. Yeah. So it was such a trigger. And then like my oldest son, like just had a momentary lapse of common sense and that triggered me too. So it's just like all of these things are just pushing me and pushing me. And when I've noticed that when I'm in the moment, I don't want to hear like, oh, well, these are your treasures. I want to be like, fuck my treasures. Okay? I don't want to see it. So like, I get it. Yeah. I get it. But it's nice to be able to be in this because when other people tell you like, this is how I'm feeling and you're not in that mode, it's like, oh, just focus on something that makes you happy. And you're like, that doesn't work. So it's nice to be able to be in this moment and kind of like take mental notes of like, okay, how can I get out of this? And then how can I tell this to this person later? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Because that's That's a very good point, actually. And that's something I've been realizing recently as well, is like exactly what you just said, because I'm that person all the time, I feel like, who other people are like going through shit. And I'm like, I know about, you know, the laws of the universe and law of attraction and momentum and, you know, your own vibration and your vibrational set point and all that. And it's like, I have been the person. It's been like, oh, you just got to focus differently. And for me, I have been going through, and you know this very well, I've been going through the past, like, what has it been, 2 weeks or something? It feels like forever. Just the biggest funk I've ever been in, where it's every day I keep thinking I'm going to wake up and that my energy is going to come back and that my happiness is going to come back and that I'll feel lighter and, you know, I'll just have like a great inspiring day. And it's like every day I wake up for the past 2 weeks and I'm like, what the fuck? Why do I feel this way? Why am I tired? Why am I irritable? Why, like, does everything piss me off? Just like you're saying, it's like everything is pissing me off and like people are pissing me off, and it's not the people. It, like, it's, that's the real, the realization you came to is the same thing I came to. It's like I've really had to face that in the past few days, that it's like, it's not about anyone else. It's about me. It's about, you know, what I'm perceiving, where I am. And it's like, man, it's just been, especially what you're talking about, like with your partner, it's like, or with your husband, it's like the same thing. I feel like that's a warning sign for me when I start looking at my partner and go and getting grumpy with him, and basically as if like he's not giving me enough, like he's not entertaining me enough, or he's not, you know, paying enough attention to me. That's an immediate warning sign for me that it's like, well, that's time for you to like go get happy with yourself, because you're literally asking somebody else to make you happy, and that's impossible. Like, yeah, you will not be made happy by somebody else. This is an internal thing. So yeah, and I do think like it's important to kind of it's important to just like accept how you're feeling, you know. I think like a lot of us have been, I mean, for me, I've been trying to get out of this funk for 2 weeks, and I think that's why I've been in it for 2 weeks, because I've been trying to get out of it. Like, I haven't just been like, okay, I got it, I'm here, this is for a reason, let me look around, let me see what's going on. It's like, instead, I've literally been trying to get out. And so, you know, it's like quicksand. The more you try to get out, the deeper you go, the faster you go down, you know. So it's important. Like, it's important to, when you're in a negative space and when you're angry about something, if you have anger, if you have frustration, to acknowledge it and to ask yourself what it's showing you about you and what it's showing you about what is resisting in you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because different things could come up. You know, I've had a couple of things that I really thought like I've processed and I've worked through, and they've come through lately, and I'm like, wow, I still need more clarification and more work on that. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, we're human, we're going through this experience. And then the other thing that I've noticed is that some of the things that used to work for me don't work for me now. And I just need to accept that. Like, I used to really like going to the gym, and like, that was my therapy and that was my workout, or not my workout, but that was my escape. And now I have such a hard time like motivating myself to walk in the door. Like, I'll literally sit on my phone for like 30 minutes in the parking lot. And I'm like, this is not beneficial. Like, I'm not doing anything. I'm literally just sitting here Facebook stalking people I don't know. So it's not beneficial. But I've had this urge to journal, and I've had this urge to tap, and I've had this urge to, what was the other thing? Start to read more and like just do different things that I haven't necessarily done in a while. I actually haven't journaled probably in like a year until the other day, until Paralary was like, you need to do X, Y, and Z. And I was like, you know what? I've been really feeling like that. So it's understanding, like listening to yourself and listening to your intuition, even if it's just being by yourself for a few minutes, you know? And the other thing that I heard, I don't remember where I heard it, but it's so easy to deplete your energy, because a lot of us feel like we should be doing so much for other people. So we are healers, or we're intuitive, or we're just, you know, we're none of those things, but we're moms and we're partners and we work in a corporate office and we give so much of ourselves energetically and physically and emotionally that we don't take time and really think about what do I want, or just go take a bubble bath and just relax for a minute and kind of recharge my energy.
Oh my God, I took a bath today for the first time in like several months, and I used to take them all the time, but I got that impulse. I was like, I just want to feel like I'm warm and in a like cocoon and like I'm relaxing, you know? And it really, I was only in it for like 10 minutes, but it really helped me. And yeah, what you, you know, I think another thing that's been, I think that I've been kind of falling into, like a trap that I've been falling into, and I think a lot of people do, is like, you know, astrology, for example, it's awesome, right? Like, it's great. Like, I'm not saying it's totally beneficial, and I believe in it. I totally believe in it. But I've found myself almost like making excuses for myself, feeling certain ways by being like, oh, well, Mercury is in retrograde. So, you know, I should feel shitty right now. Like, I'm going to, you know, and it's okay. And it's still in retrograde. So, you guys, like, I can still, you know, basically – what I mean by this example is like putting our power outside of ourselves, making it like, oh, well, all the things around me are happening, so therefore I got to keep feeling this way, right? Oh, sorry. Was that Thor?
That was Thor. He's just letting us know if people are running in the house. Go ahead. He's our hall monitor. Sorry.
It's okay. But I really, you know, I've been thinking about that lately and getting the message that's like, listen, you know, yes, there are tools outside of you that can help you. Yes, like, tarot cards can help you and astrology can help you and all these things are tools to show us what's being reflected, right? But like, it's not, I think that a lot of us, and me included, we like kind of give our power over to these things and we'd be like, oh, well, astrology said, so therefore, you know, this is just going to be a shitty period and I'm just going to feel real bad for a while. And you know, and it's like, I saw a really funny meme like yesterday that was like, Mercury in retrograde just is over, so now the only person you have to blame for your shitty mood is yourself, basically. And I thought that was funny because I'm like, God, that's so true. Like, I mean, now where are we gonna, you know, now you we've been putting the power outside of ourselves this whole time, like, oh, well, it's Mercury, it's Mercury, and now it's like, you know, it's a wake-up call, like, yo, bring the power back inside yourself. I mean, it's something that I think I needed to hear, because it's like, it always starts with us, no matter what's going on outside, it always starts with us, and sometimes that takes a little while for us to kind of come to grips with, like, accept. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? So a couple of things. I had a coworker today ask me, what does Mercury in retrograde mean? And I was like, I don't know, but I know it's bad. So like, I don't know. And she started laughing and I started laughing. And I was like, you're going to have to Google that because I don't know. But then the other thing, because sometimes I feel like
people, Amy, are you like, are hey. So not spiritual if you don't know what Mercury in retrograde means.
I know. And I feel like people are like, hey, you're psychic. So what is Mercury in retrograde mean? Yeah. And I'm like, dude, I don't know. I feel like I'm dropping my spiritual card. I'm sorry. I'll pick it up. But I have my nose pierced. So if that makes it better. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
What? Where does that come from?
Like, my husband used to, my husband and both of us used to joke around like, okay, you have to have your nose pierced if you're spiritual. Just bottom line.
Is that a thing?
No, it's when I got my nose pierced and I'm 35 and he's like, whoa, what's happening?
Oh.
It's not really.
I like
a thing,
it though. Alexa, I feel like you've always had it.
I thank you. I appreciate that. And I love it. And I don't really care if anybody else likes it because I love it. It makes me happy. But so I saw this YouTube clip. And this guy was talking about like the moon phases and things like that. And he's like, so I'm not saying that Mercury in retrograde is bullshit. But what I am saying is if you let it take your power, that means for a quarter of the year, you are unhappy.
Yes.
And I was like, holy shit. I'm like, take that in for a second. A quarter of the year, you're allowing yourself to be upset about seemingly nothing. Like that was when he said that, it was so eye-opening to me because it's true. Because you're always going to have things going on. It doesn't matter what's going on with the moon, you're always going to have stuff going on. but don't give your power to something, someone else or something else, either way.
Mm-hmm. And at the same, and like on the, in the same respect, it's like, you know, go easy on yourself at the same time, because there are things happening. There are astrological shifts and, like, you know, all kinds of planet, you know, I always say this, that I'm the worst astrologist ever, because I just, like, I don't really get all the things. But I do know that things are happening and shifting. And so there are times when, like, yes, energetically, there's going to be a lot going on and we're going to feel really tired, or we're going to feel irritable, or these things are going to be coming to the surface, as I think they are right now for a lot of us, to be examined and released. So go easy on yourself, but at the same time, like, so don't push yourself too much if you're not feeling well, right? But at the same time, don't, like Ambie's saying, like, don't give over your power to something else outside of yourself, because you're the one who controls your experience. And yeah, definitely not for that long.
Yeah. And I agree with that there. I mean, I don't necessarily believe in coincidences. And like, if you work in any kind of atmosphere where you deal with the general public, you can tell when there's a full moon, because people like act crazy.
Oh, and even so, I've met so many people who work in hospitals or like animal hospitals, and they believe in the full moon thing more than anyone. Yeah. They're like, on a full moon, we are over capacity. It's absolutely insane, the increase in emergencies that happen.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, that to me, like, that's the most glaring, like, whether you believe it. What's up? You did the jump all by yourself. Good job, Bryn. Okay. So she's been trying to do that for like 3 days.
What jumps?
It's this video game she's playing.
Oh, awesome.
We've moved on from YouTube. We're moving on to video games.
That's a big jump in itself.
Oh, geez. Did I tell you what she does to YouTube?
No. Oh, yeah. Like and subscribe?
Yeah.
Yes. I love that. I might take that, Bryn, and use it.
I'm genuinely concerned about, like, her. Like, what are they going to be like as adults? What's going to happen?
They're going to have their own YouTube channels.
Yes, this is true. But it's just so funny. They're going to be like, I just pictured, like, someone at my job, like, face-to-face talking and being like, do you like what I say? Like, and subscribe below. Like, that doesn't work. No, it doesn't. It's not the same thing.
It will in the future when everything's a hologram.
That would be amazing. See, it's so fun. I just love talking to people about nonsense because it's so fun.
Can I tell you, I got a download the other day that I like wanted to share. Mm-hmm. So this I feel like this episode is just like a random mixed bag of a lot of things, but we're going to roll with it.
I like it.
Yeah. So I was thinking the other day, and I got this download, right, that, for example, babies. I think babies are, like, a really good way to illustrate this. So when a baby comes into, like, a couple's experience, a lot of the time – it's like, you know how – maybe you in your partnership, in your relationship, maybe you've been asking for an improvement of that, right? You've been asking for a new iteration of that. But there's certain things that, you know, you won't budge on. Like, you want an improvement, right? Like, you want a new version of that relationship. But it's like, you know, Abraham Hicks always talks about, well, like, you will receive the new version through the path of least resistance. Like, you'll receive the answer to your asking through the path of least resistance. So I was thinking about how, you know, sometimes a baby, right, is a huge response to an asking, right? Because like it's like you know, and that's why so many times is like people say, oh, this kid came into my life and taught me all these things like that I'd been wanting to know, and like taught me all this stuff about myself. And so I was thinking, one, how like babies are the path of least resistance to like what someone's asking for, essentially, and especially like what couples are asking for together. It's like they come in and they teach you all these things. And but anyway, I was also, that made me think about how, you know, every single thing starts as as a piece of energy, right? So like a baby, again, for example, it's just a really good example because a baby, right, it just starts out as a thought. It just starts out as a possibility. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. It starts out as a possibility, a potential. And then, you know, as time goes on, whatever, someone becomes pregnant, then the baby's still not there. There's still nothing there. But it becomes more and more vivid into reality. Well, once that someone's pregnant, it becomes more and more vivid into reality. And I was, and then once the baby is in existence, it's like then you're actually manifesting that thought and intention and that. What I'm trying to say, I'm not saying it very well. What I'm trying to say is every single thing is a conglomeration of energy, right? That starts out as one thing. And just as Abraham Hicks talks about, it just gains momentum and picks up pace. Okay, this is an – let me make an – well, I can't speak. So, you know – I'm sorry, guys. This is like the worst. Okay, let me try – let me run at this from another angle.
This could be a medical condition, everybody. Be prepared. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. It probably is. Oh, my God. Okay. So, okay. You know how a business, right, starts out with as an idea and it starts out with –
moved on from the baby. Go ahead.
Yes. This is a different metaphor that will make that more make sense. You know how a business starts out as an idea, right? It's just an idea that one person has maybe and then another person joins and then they join forces and then their energy combined kind of starts that business, right? And then, like – and they get bigger and then another person joins and then this new person brings in new energy and then that's what the business is. And then all of a sudden they hire 10 new employees, right? Because they get that big. And then the 10 new employees really makes the business, you know, adds on to that energy of that business. And then the business becomes like a Fortune 500 company and then there's hundreds of employees. And then the business takes on even more energy and has more added on to it even, right? So it's like, in that illustration, you can see how just like this thought, right? It's just a thought. It picks up momentum. It picks up speed. Then it has actually manifested into reality. And then, you know, it's added on to more and more and more and more. And it's just like a baby. Like a baby is just a thought. And then suddenly it's brought into manifestation. And then that baby picks up more and more and more from everything around it. And basically what I'm trying to get at here is that whatever – you're always adding to something. You as an energy receiver and like a – not receiver, it's the other thing. God, I don't have words today. Broadcaster. You're an energy broadcaster, right? You're always adding to something, like whether it's a baby, whether it's a company, whether it's whatever. You're adding your energy in every single moment to something. And I just keep having this visualization of like a ball of energy getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's like – what I'm trying to say is that in every moment you're adding to something. So whatever it is, it's like you, this is like another way of saying it doesn't matter what the situation is. It doesn't matter what's happening. You always want to be adding the best energy you can out there, like always. Like you want to be putting that out to wherever it's going, whatever is a match to it. Because we sit here and we say, oh, well, this is the situation. So what kind of – like what do I want to do about the situation? Meanwhile, we feel awful. We feel anxious. We feel shitty. We feel like – you know? And that whole time we're putting – we're adding on to these things, these topics with this yucky energy, right? And if you think about it in terms of the baby, it's like, well, when the baby's starting to manifest and in the belly, it's like if you're starting to get really anxious about it or you're starting to get really like whatever, it's like that's being added onto the baby. So it's like we should think of everything in our lives basically as a baby, that it's like that sensitive, that like we're adding on to the energy of that human life form, right? Or that business life form or whatever it is. And so truly our main job, and Abraham talks about this all the time, but I'm just reiterating it in a different way, and I'm sorry, maybe it's complicated, it's just so visual in my head, is that it doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter what the topic. You always want to be putting out the best energy and adding on to whatever it is in the best way you can. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. And then also with that, like if you can't, so the best energy is relative. So the best energy could mean like instead of depression, you're pissed, right? Yeah. And instead of anger, you're – what's the next one on the vibrational scale that Abraham talks about? Frustrated, right? So – and then bitter and then like I think indifferent, and then, you know what I mean? So it's like, yes, all I know, indifference low, but it doesn't matter. You get the point. So it's like moving up the vibrational scale, because sometimes you can't go from depression to blissed out happy. Like, it just doesn't make sense. That's like an emotional disorder for real. That's not totally air quote normal. So sometimes just going from depression to mad is perfectly fine, because you're moving up the scale. And I think people get so caught up with, I should, air quote, should be happy, but not necessarily. Like, you can feel however you want to feel, but know that you're creating how you feel, and you, whatever you're feeling, you're creating more of. So yeah, just trying to get a little bit better each day, sometimes that's the best thing that you can do. Because I know for me, when I'm falling out of the airplane, right? I'm stealing this from someone. When I'm falling out of the airplane, when I'm already upset and I'm already in that moment, that is not the time to tell me, well, you know, you're attracting the energy that you bring in. I'm like, I get it. Okay. I'm aware.
Totally.
But once I've landed and I have my bearings, that's the time to tell me that.
Totally. 100%. And I think what I'm illustrating with this example, I guess the reason actually that it made me feel so good when I realized it was because it made me understand that, like, we are all just collections of energy, essentially, and we can be mm-hmm. or do or have whatever we want. And it's just energy. We think of it as so tangible, but it's just collections of energy. We're just constantly collecting more and becoming more. And it's like, when you actually visualize it as like that, we're all just these particles like that have come together, it feels so like potential is limitless. Like, we can literally create whatever we want and summon whatever energy we want. And that things are always growing, and that we're always adding to something, and to constantly think about, what do you want to be adding to whatever it is you're focused on? What do you want to add to that? What, you know what I mean? And totally, it's like, sometimes you're not in a good place. And that's why a lot of people in this space say, when you're not in a good place, don't focus on anything. Try not to focus on things. Try to just kind of
go general.
Yeah. Go very general, and don't think about the things that you care about really in that moment, because you're going to be adding on that feeling to them. But I just like this idea of thinking like, okay, and what do I want to add to this? What do I want to add? Like, because when you ask yourself that, you definitely are not – it's definitely going to help you focus. It's definitely going to help you focus, and you're definitely going to say, like, I want to add something good. What is that? What was that?
That was me plugging in my charger. But I agree with you. This is a good point to, like, edit that part out.
Yeah.
But – and that's why I waited for you to take a minute – take a pause. But I agree with you 110% because of what you're saying. And I agree with what you're saying 110%. But, you know, when a baby is in the mom's belly, it's also the doctors tell the mom, like, don't be stressed, which is hard because your emotions are just everywhere. But don't be stressed because the baby can feel that. Mm-hmm. So that's important to know as well, I feel like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, I've become more – I really want to have on this guy who has led me through two rebirthing workshops. Like, I really have to have him on here. I think we have to have him on because, you know, rebirthing is such a powerful technique. And through it, I've really started to understand the importance of our birth and, like, my birth. And it's really helped me, like, realize everything that was happening at the time of my birth has influenced who I am today. Like, the other night I was about to go to bed, and I, for some reason, it popped in my head. It was like, what is my life story all about? And immediately I just went back to my birth. Like, that's where I went. And it was like, okay, it's all about this birth. Like, what is it about? And immediately it came to me. It's like, oh, my life story is about wanting to come out and, like, celebrate in the world, but being too afraid because it's scary out there, and because I felt like I didn't have enough support, and because I felt like people were judging me, and I, you know, like, basically hiding at the last minute because it was kind of scary out there. And so that's really what my story has been about. Like, that has been, like, this desire for all of this joy and all of this boldness and all of this change and all of this, like, to catalyze things and to come out and help, right? But it's like, But that's what my setup was. My setup was, but there was a lot of scary things happening around my mom's birth. And at the last minute, I was like, nope, not coming out. And, you know, I had to be a C-section and all of that. But truly, it, like, really helped me frame things in that way. And I also, you know, I think about my mom all the time now. And I think about what she was going through while I was in her belly. Like, I think about all of those things. And I think, wow, like, you know, everything she was going through was adding on to me, like, and that's why I'm so connected to her. And that's why, you know, maybe that's why I had contention with her at certain points. The point is, we're always adding on to something, whether you want to believe it or not. It's like, no matter, we're all connected and we're all adding on to whatever our focus is. So of course, if the mom has a baby in their belly, of course, whatever the mom is going through is adding on to that baby in the belly. Of course. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think it's in this vision that I got, or this, you know, I just feel like it's kind of another way to actually visualize it, to like literally see parts of energy coming and adding on to, like a snowball. You know how a snowball, they say something snowballs, right? It starts out as a little thing. You keep rolling it. You keep rolling it. It gets bigger, 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 bigger. It's like, that's what everything is. That's what every single topic is, no matter what it is. And it's like, it's not about, this is just another way to look at the law of attraction. It's not about, how do I fix this thing? Because if you go and say, well, how do I fix this thing? Then you're adding on to it worry. You're adding on to it stress. You're adding on to it anxiety. So it's about being like, so what do I want to add now that is different than that, that is better than that? How do I want to add on to this and create with this moving forward, right? Mm-hmm. And I just think it's a cool way to, like, I don't know. So hopefully that helps someone, because I feel like, I don't know. Feel like I was supposed to share that. I'm sorry if it was confusing, but
no, I agree. I think you did a really good job of explaining it, actually. I know you don't feel like that, but I feel like you did. And it's also, I've given a couple readings this weekend, and a couple of things that I heard from different people, but like the same theme was the stories that we tell ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. And that's part of the energy that we're putting out there of, I'm not this, or I'm not that, or I don't want to disappoint people, or I should be doing this, or whatever the case may be. It's kind of like, that's the story that you're telling yourself. So you're putting more energy into this, and then you're panicking about it not turning out. So you're putting more energy into it. It's just, and people are, and what's the best part is that when people are like, no, but I'm sitting there and I'm meditating about it and I'm really thinking it's going to turn out differently. And I'm like, that's great, but you're telling me, who's a stranger, that it's this way and no other way. So clearly you still have some work to do. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's definitely like, just be aware of the story that you tell yourself and the story that you tell others. Because that same story that you tell other people, yourself can still hear it.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. I actually heard my friend, my writing partner, Marissa, went to the Abraham Hicks seminar in Los Angeles recently, and she sent me the DVD, the CD with like the full audio on it. And I heard the best quote that I haven't heard before. They were like, complaining about complaining is still complaining, which I really liked. And that's kind of like what you're, I don't know, that's kind of like, I feel like part of the story. It just goes into like what we're telling ourselves. Even when we're complaining silently, we're still complaining, right? Yep. Even when we're like, you know, everything that's going on, even just in our heads, it's still going out there. Even if we think we're being quiet about it, it's like we do things unconsciously in our heads. We make comments about people in our heads. We make comments about ourselves in our heads all the time. And it's like, that's still, that is still communication. That is still vibration. There's no getting around that. So it really is like, you know, changing that dialogue. And it really does go back to what you're saying. It's like, if you would not talk to your closest friend that way, like, then you should not talk to yourself that way. I feel
exactly.
I feel
like, go ahead.
No,
you go first.
No, I was just going to say, I feel like this is just like every like inspirational quote, story, whatever, just like literally piled on. But this is what we're adding on. Like, it's a snowball thing. It's like, yeah, and
you
this,
have
and
to
this,
boom
and
from
this,
within.
And this. Yes. Yes. What were you going to say, Ambie?
I was going to say, like, I know that I'm guilty of that because I know that I'll stand, I don't even have to say anything. I'll stand in the mirror and I like grab my hips, right?
Yeah.
Or I'll stand in the mirror and I'll be like, oh, I'll look at my stomach. Yeah. But then like, I didn't even say anything bad about someone today. And I called you and I was like, I'm really sorry that I said that. Like, mm-hmm. And it wasn't even about you, but like, it was just so upsetting to me to think that you and this other person even thought that I might say something bad about them. But like, for me, I'm okay with like degrading myself and like belittling myself. And yeah. You know what I mean? And that's just not, it's still not okay. It's yeah. still not okay.
Yeah. It's that I think is going to be the most powerful thing when we all stop doing that. Cause that's the mm-hmm. only thing getting in our way. That's it. It's just become a norm to, oh my gosh. I'll share like one thing. It's like, this irks me still. And it happened a few days ago. I walk a lot of dogs in my building because it's just something that kind of happened. And I live in the building. I work from home. So, and I love dogs. So I'm always like walking dogs and I'm always getting new clients when like new dogs moved into the building. So there was this girl who she has been living in the building for a while, but her dog like basically like tripped her and she fell and broke one of her bones in her foot. And so she can't walk him. Like, she's home, but she can't walk him. So the people at the building were like, oh, like, we told her about you. And I was like, oh yeah, I know she is. We've never talked, but, and so then on the weekend I was walking another dog. I come in and I see her sitting on the couch and she's like, are you? And I was like, yeah, I am. And she's like, oh,
the dog freeze.
Yeah, the dog. And so she's like, oh, like, what do you do? Wait. And she's like asking me about everything. And I tell her I'm an EFT practitioner. And she's like, oh my God, yeah, I know about that. That's like, my friend did that. And she like healed. And it was so amazing how she healed and all this stuff. And then she's like, yeah, and what else? And I'm telling her about like the podcast and the dogs. And she goes, she looks at me and she goes, wow, I just feel like you live such an amazing life. Like, you just have, and she was genuinely saying it from her heart. It wasn't like patronized. She was like, I feel like you just have the best life and you have such a fulfilling life. It's amazing. And I look at her and I felt so genuinely like fulfilled, but, and it felt like, yeah, you're right when she said that. And then the other voice came in and was like, well, don't think it's too good type of thing. And then I go, well, yeah, accept that. And then I tell her why my life is not good. And then after I did that, I was like, of course, then scolding myself for doing that. But but yeah. Truly, I feel like I should be scolded for doing that because I'm still kind of like, don't ever do that again. Like, do not ever. Yeah. Diminish yourself because you suddenly feel like it's not okay to be like what like, and then I go in my head, I'm like, well, what could I have said? And then it's like, how about, yeah, my life is awesome, thanks for saying that, I really enjoy my life, like, you know,
or literally just thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I do like if someone's saying that to you, if I'm saying I feel like you have the best life, it would be awesome for me if you were like, yeah, thank you, I feel like I do too, like, I really like my mm-hmm. life, you know, I'd be like, yeah, cool. And instead I'm like, well, yeah, but, you know, all these are the negative things, because mm-hmm. I just want to, it's our human tendency to equalize ourselves and to bring ourselves back down. But then I saw it as like, wow, that was such a missed opportunity to really like radiate and be like, yeah, and you can have this too, you know, like. And so yeah, just, man, I
you know, I understand, because I did the same thing this weekend. I was talking to my sister on the phone and she was like, how's everything going? And I was like, oh, you know, I literally said, just my same old boring life. And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, you channel ETs and talk to dead people.
Yeah.
None of this is boring. Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. And she's like, you might be used to this, but this is fascinating to me. Tell me the most exciting thing that's happened to you this weekend. And I was like, oh, mm-hmm. okay. And like, I just kind of was taken back, because we do get in our own lives and we get in our own obstacles and our own ways and things like that of, this is just me. And I have these stretch marks and I have like these bills, or I have whatever the case, I just hit my phone. I have whatever the case may be, but like, in reality, you are inspiring other people just by being you,
mm-hmm. yep. you know? Yep, exactly. And that's what I noticed too in that moment. That's what I was like, oh, wow, this person I've never met was like, you have the best life. And I felt like that was almost spirit like coming through her and going, hey, you have the best life. So like, how about let's appreciate it? And how about let's like recognize that like you just have the best life, you know? And like, how about we all like, because it's so easy. We've trained ourselves. It's so easy to focus on the things that aren't going well. But imagine if we use that same power, if that same habit of focus for the awesome things. Like, imagine what would be going on right now. It's like, that's all we have to do. Yeah. Just shift our focus. I mean, it sounds simple, but it really is just practice. And if we can do it, you know, and I like really feel like with this podcast, it's like we should really practice. Everyone listening, like practice. Saying good things about yourself and not feeling bad about it and not feeling like it's going to make someone else small, because in both of these examples that Ambie and I just gave, it's like it was giving someone else life to see us doing well, or like, you know, to see us appreciating what we had and like living in that, you know? And so it's like, I think we should also just start practicing that, because that's where the true power comes from. And, also, I just realized I am Ambi. I have to go do my, we're like 15 minutes over, and I have to go do my interview.
Okay.
But thank you guys for everything, for all your feedback, for all your emails.
Your life is amazing.
Your life is amazing. Yes.
And it's important.
Yes. And it's important. And you are where you are, and it's only going to get better. So let's appreciate where we are. And yeah, our lives are amazing. I think that needs to be like a mantra or something for us. We need, when we start making clothing or like hoodies or whatever, it's, that's going to be one of them. Your life, like my life is amazing.
Your life is amazing. Yeah. I like it.
Okay, everyone. We love you so much.
Bye, everybody. Have a great day.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, we would love, love, love it if you would give us a rating and review on Apple iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. If you'd like to get in touch for a reading with Ambi, an EFT session with Alexa, or just to say what up, we would love to hear from each and every one of you. And you can email us at innerbloompodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at innerbloompodcast. Until next time, remember, open your heart to the seeds of love and light and bloom from within. You